Everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. This is episode number 13, and today's date is August 23rd, 2017. It's been quite a while, I think 3 weeks since I did a last episode. Been kind of busy, so originally this episode was supposed to come out on Monday, and I wasn't able to do it at all, so bear with me. It'll be out about maybe a half hour after this is recorded, so I'll let you guys know on Instagram, whoever's listening, whoever wants to hear. But so for this episode, I decided to put together some of my favorite shows from August, since it is August, and add them all together. I put out the dates, I mean the years of the shows I was going to play, so it's from 72, 75, 87, and 94. So if you like any of those years, which I'm sure it's a wide range, it's about 22 years of in between, you'll like this episode. So we have a lot of other news too. Dark Star Orchestra adding dates and making a fall tour. I feel like they're always on the road. I saw them for their spring tour twice. I just saw them in Asbury Park, New Jersey on August 12th for their summer tour. And they just announced a fall tour. And then they're playing in Jamaica in January, I believe. I'll tell you guys the tour dates for that. Talk about the concert from the 12th. What show they covered. Then also, I'm glad I waited to this episode today because O'Teal actually announced that his solo album is available for pre-order today, actually. So I think it's due for release at the end of October, his solo album. I think it's called something desert, something water, I forgot. I just read it real quick, but I'll let you guys know in detail more in a couple of minutes. So he also, on top of having just his solo record out, he's doing O'Teal and Friends fall tour. So it looks like it's majority East Coast, but I'll read off those tour dates also. So for the first song that I'm going to play, is from August 13th, 1975, which is kind of a rarity because this is, for most of you who know the Grateful Dead, is their mid-hiatus, more towards the end of their hiatus. So this is like where they really took a majority of 75 off. So this was a rare appearance for them. Let's see. It is played at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco, California. It's featured on One from the Vault. That was, I think they came out with three from the Vault. So this was the first series of From the Vault. And that was released on April 15th, 1991. This is also the first time that they played Blues for Allah in its entirety. So, I think it's pretty cool. I had bought it, and this is what the song I'm going to play, that's probably a hint right there, is Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, with the Bill Graham intro in the beginning. And I bought this from a record store in Princeton, New Jersey. I never saw it before. I just found it used for like $5 or something. I bought it, and listening to that Help, Slipknot, Franklin, that's what really turned me on. To me, that's that version sets the bar for me. So that's my go-to for that song, those songs. So like I said, it's gonna be the intro, then Help, Slipknot, and Franklin's Tower from August 13th, 1975.
Good evening. We welcome you. On behalf of the group, we should introduce. On the piano, we have Mr. Keith Gottschall. On the drums on stage left, Mr. Mickey Hart. On bass and vocals, Mr. Philip Lesh. On rhythm guitar and vocals, Mr. Bob Weir. On the drums on stage right, Mr. Bill Kreutzmann. On the vocals, Mrs. Donna Jean Gacho. On lead guitar and vocals, Mr. Jerry Garcia. Would you welcome, please, the Grateful Dead.
Love. turns in forgotten space. Your eyes looked from your mother's face. Wildflower seed and sand and stone. May the four winds blow you safely home. Roll away, the dew. Tell you where the four winds trail. In Franklin's Tower, the hangs a bell. It can ring during the night today. It can ring like fire when you lose your way. Roll away, the dew. Child who rings that bell may have one good ring, baby, you can't tell. One watch by night, one watch by day. If you get confused, listen to the music play. Some come to make just one more day. Whichever way your pleasure tends, if you play dice, you're gonna harvest wind. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. You better roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. dew. Roll away the dew. Roll away the dew.
That was from August 13th, 1975, in San Francisco, California. The set list for that show was... Where did it go? The set list for that show, those were the first songs. It was Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, The Music Never Stopped. It Must Have Been the Roses, Eyes of the World, Drums, King Solomon's Marvels, Around and Around, Sugary, Big River, Crazy Fingers, Drums, The Other One, Sage and Spirit, Going Down the Road, Feeling Bad, U.S. Blues, and Blues for Allah. So like I said, that was the first time U.S. Blues was played in its entirety. So that was pretty cool, and I thought that was definitely one of the best versions, in my opinion, of that song. So also, with this episode, I forgot to mention there is a giveaway. The giveaway is a CD of whatever show you would like on this episode. So whether it be from the show you just heard, 81375, or the other three that I play for you later, whatever one you decide will be burned onto a CD and then shipped to yours. You just have to be the first person to direct message me on Instagram with the code word August. So it's August, and whatever full show you want from this episode could be yours. So the second song I'm going to play is from the show on August 27th, 1972. It's most of you know from Sunshine Daydream. It's the in Oregon. It was released on film and CD in 2013, along with it was played at the meetup at the movies. It's at the old Renaissance Fairground in Oregon. I went to go buy it, but it was like $40, so I wound up I was at the flea market, and I actually just bought the DVD for like $5, some bootleg DVD, and it was the same exact thing as the one that came in the box set. So I watched that. It was pretty cool. I didn't see it at a meetup at the movies, but this is a good overall show altogether, with 72 being one of the greatest years. But with everything mixed from like Working Man's Dead, everything from everything from Working Man's Dead to everything, American Beauty, whatever you could think of, the film doesn't include all the songs. It only includes Promised Land, which you'll be hearing, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Jack Straw, Birdsong, Dark Star, El Paso, Sing Me Back Home, and Greatest Story Ever Told. The full set list is Promised Land, Sugary, Me and My Uncle, Deal, Black Throated Wind, China Cat, Sunflower, I Know You Rider, Mexicali Blues, Bertha, Playing in the Band, He's Gone, Jack Straw, Birdsong, Greatest Story Ever Told, Dark Star, El Paso, Sing Me Back Home, Sugar Magnolia, Casey Jones, One More Saturday Night. And this show was, if you ever heard the recordings or watched the video, you could see that it's brutally hot and the crowd is like dying. At points, the band's instruments were going out of tune. That's how hot the sun was. It was really just a really brutal day to be playing outside. So for this show, like I said, I'm going to be playing Promised Land. So here's Promised Land from the old Renaissance Fairgrounds in Oregon.
Okay, so here you go. Grateful Dead. So there was Promised Land from Oregon in 1972. So like I said before, I'm going to be talking a little bit more now about Dark Star Orchestra and their fall tour dates that they just recently announced last week. So starting on September 21st, they'll be in Texas, the 22nd in San Antonio, Texas, then Austin, Texas, the 23rd, Dallas, Texas. The 25th, Lawrence, Kansas City. The 26th, Salina, Kansas City. The 28th, Boulder, Colorado. The 29th, Boulder, Colorado. The 30th, Boulder, Colorado. October 2nd, Omaha, Nebraska. The 5th, Cleveland, Ohio. The 6th, Cincinnati, Ohio. The 7th, Columbus, Ohio. The 10th, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 12th, Detroit, Michigan. The 13th, Chicago. The 14th, Milwaukee. The 27th, Placerville, California. November 10th, Montclair, New Jersey. The 11th, Albany, New York. The 12th, Peekskill, New York. The 14th, Northampton, Massachusetts. The 16th, Portland, Maine. The 17th, New Haven, Connecticut. The 18th, Worcester, Massachusetts. The 19th, Ithaca, New York. The 21st, Concord, New Hampshire. The 22nd, Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, which is the show I'll probably be going to. The 24th, Huntington, New York. The 25th, Huntington, New York. The 29th, Richmond, Virginia. The 30th, Richmond, Virginia. December 1st, Norfolk, Virginia. The 2nd, Washington, D.C. The 28th, Montclair, New Jersey. And this is their Cosmic New Year's run that they're doing. This, what I just read, the first part was all fall tour. This is all New Year's Eve run. The 29th through the 31st, they're playing at the Electric Factory in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So, 4 shows, 3 in Philadelphia and 1 in Montclair. They're all doing a New Year's Eve run, so that would be really cool to see at least one of those. Hopefully, I want to go to the Montclair one. That's probably closest for me. And then in January 18th through the 21st, they're playing in Jamaica. So they're crazy, always busy. Like, they're nuts. They're doing spring tours, summer tours, fall tours, winter tours. They're just constantly on the road, and they're great, a great band. When I went to see them in Asbury on the 12th of August this month, they redid a song, a concert from 85. I want to say it was June 27th. Or 26th, 1985. And they opened up with a Day Tripper, which I thought was pretty cool. I thought the set list when I saw them doing the Spring 77 tours this spring were better. But like I said, there's never a bad show with them. It was definitely still good. And they came out for a second encore while it started pouring rain. So that was pretty cool. Everyone was asking for Looks Like Rain, but they played one more Saturday night, it being a Saturday night. So definitely, if you could check out them, if you haven't already, which I'm sure most people have, but definitely check them out on the 2017 fall tour. Now with O'Teal's fall tour, O'Teal and Friends Live, tickets go on sale August 25th, so on Friday they go on sale. He's not doing as many dates as Dark Star, but here's his dates. October 31st, he's playing at the Moore Music Hall in Pennsylvania. November 1st, the Poor House in Charleston, South Carolina. November 2nd, Georgia Theater in Athens, Georgia. November 3rd, Salvage Station in Asheville, North Carolina. November 4th, Neighborhood Theater, Charlotte, North Carolina. November 5th, the Lincoln Theater, Raleigh, North Carolina. November 6th, Fillmore in Silver Springs, Maryland. November 7th, the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Soundstage in Baltimore, Maryland on the 8th of November. And the 9th is in New York at the Leipzig Rogue. I don't know how to pronounce that, but maybe more dates will be announced, but who knows. So his solo album is called Water in the Desert. This is me reading off his website. He says, I started writing these songs on this record about 10 years ago. They are all songs about love in some way, finding out how to love yourself, hoping that another loved one will love you just as you are, believing in someone when they find it hard to believe in themselves, love gone wrong, and finally the perfect fit. I feel like every problem we have on the earth in some way comes back to the lack of love. That's really what this record is about. So, the release date is October 20th, 2017. It is produced by David Ryan Harris, who's a guitar player for John Mayer. I just saw John Mayer on Friday in Camden, New Jersey, and Saturday in Homedale, New Jersey. And David Ryan Harris is definitely really good. Both nights he sung he was out there by himself playing acoustic guitar, just singing by himself, and it was definitely really good. Every track on the record was written by Burbridge and a feature of all-star cast with some of his favorite musicians, including his brother Kofi, I guess, on keyboard, Dave Yoke on guitar, Little John Roberts, and Sean O'Rourke on the drums, Miguel Ferguson on strings, and outstanding vocalists Alfreda Gerald and Mark Rivers. So I definitely, that makes sense. Definitely going to go to the one on November 9th in New York. So it looks like he's really only doing East Coast stuff, so that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they'll add more West Coast states as the time comes closer. But as of now, we're going to play another song from Jerry's birthday on 1994. Obviously, August 1st, 1994, at the Palace, Auburn Hills in Michigan. I just stumbled upon this show, just browsing around. For the set list is, where did it go? Just give me 1 second. I'll tell you guys after I play the song, but the song I'm going to play is actually the second to last song. It's a cover. It's going to be Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Bob Weir singing it. So I thought it was pretty cool. Something different. So here's Satisfaction, 1994, August 1st. Thank you. So there was Satisfaction from the Palace in Auburn Hills in 1994, Jerry's birthday. I found the set list for that, like I said. It opened up with Picasso Moon, Peggy O, Same Thing, Stagger Lee, Childhood End, Music Never Stopped, The Victim or the Crime, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, Samba in the Rain, Estimated Profit, Drum Space, All Along the Watchtower, Cell Blue, Satisfaction, and the encore was Liberty. So the last song we're going to play is from August 18th, 1987, at the Compton Terrence in Arizona. The song I'm going to play is Black Muddy River. I just picked this song because, you know, the last rose of summer pricks my finger. It's the end of August. As we all don't want to admit it, summer's over. And we got to get back to, you know, back to routines and everything, which no one likes to do. But I felt like this was a perfect song for the end of summer. And so it's from August 18th, 1987. And one more thing before I go, like I said, the giveaway is any show from this episode you could pick from. You just have to be the first person to direct message me on Instagram, Dose of the Dead Podcast. The keyword is August. So thank you guys for listening, and here's Black Muddy River. Thank you.
Good night.